All right. Well, hey, we got some people coming in on Facebook Live. God bless them. And it's 7 o'clock. So now I'll try and round up the rest of the praise band. My younger daughter Melody is here singing with us. Say welcome to Christine and James and Karen and Christina and John, and Todd Truman is watching. Hi, best behavior. And Hannah.
Hi, Todd.
Hannah Edmonds is watching. Where's Murder Melody go? Isn't that cool? Hi, Hannah. And Karen Riley just joined too. All right, so as you know, we like to go through our music for Sunday. So this Sunday is neat because we've got something very special. I figured my batteries went dead. Fortunately, it went dead here beforehand. But Debbie Koenig had this awesome vision. God gave her this gifted vision on what's something to do really cool for we actually talked about doing it Christmas Eve initially, but it probably wasn't going to work out to have some of the children here. So this Sunday, make sure you connect with us this Sunday on Facebook Live. Have the children walking around. They're little. They'll be dressed as angels. Is that right, Debbie? Okay. And we'll be playing the music for that tonight, doing a run-through and practice through on it. And angels and flashlights, but no pitchforks. Okay, just checking, because with straw and stuff, you never know. Okay. Give me a second here.
I want a doodle. I want to. Let's see. What can we talk about in this time while he changes his batteries?
You can just finger pick.
Nah, I got nothing.
Oh, are you gonna tell us? You gonna tell us a story?
I'll tell you the story.
Stories are good.
There was once a time where I couldn't tell a story, and it's right now.
It's right now.
I
Brandon's a great. You're a great front man, Brandon.
Hey, you missed that. Were you here for that one? Yeah, you were here. Yeah. Yeah, I play guitar. I don't tell stories. They write the stories for me on here.
All right. Let's see here now. I need to get this. I need to get my I need to get that one in here. Don't I? On the right capo. Well, Melody is with us back from college. Melody absolutely loves to sing this song. We've done this quite a few times already this season, but hey.
Third or fourth time we've done it for a service?
Oh, gee, yeah, but it's a fun song.
It's a fun song.
You should be able to see the words on the screen. If we want to get our clicker, who's clicking? Debbie's clicking? Who's clicking? Debbie's clicking. Okay, good.
Got a rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born upon this day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. For tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. From God our Heavenly Father, this blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same. Now that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Star of wonder, star of night, star of royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us thy perfect light. Westward leading, still proceeding. hunter, star of night, star of royal beauty bright. Westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light.
God rest ye merry gentlemen,
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 God rest ye merry gentlemen, and nothing you dismay.
Oh, that's a fun song. Fun song. Glad you asked for it, Melody.
Thank you.
Okay, now the next song, actually the next songs we do actually all kind of blend and merge together. We're doing a little bit of a song called A Million Lights, or I like Brandon's variation on it.
A bunch of little bulbs.
Well, I didn't want to hear it before, but bulbs I'll go with. I like A Million Bulbs. I thought was funnier. And then we had, thank you. Man, now we're getting the groove on here tonight. Even better. So, and then of course the fun part is watching that flow into Josh Groban, Believe. That's a good. We'll see how we do. We did pretty well in practice, so we'll see how it comes together. And then that flows on into How Many Kings. So if you think are they ever going to take a break? Yes, we will. But this is by design. This is by design. Who else has joined us? I see Chris and Dolores. Benita and Trevor. Oh, Trevor's Anchor's on here. Awesome. Trevor, man, your healing belongs to you, man. You got to give us a good report. Greg Spears is on here. Todd's actually typing. Great job. Ha-ha. Todd usually sits here, for those of you who are wondering. Todd
Truman. My water bottle sits there now.
And Benita's saying, great music. God bless you. Thank you, Benita. Keep them coming. For those who haven't been with us before, we've taken prayer requests, and that we'll do. We'll have a message, short message, and prayer requests here a little later, so... if you got any prayer requests, type them out. You do me a favor, though, if you're going to stick around, wait till we're actually done with music so it doesn't scroll off the screen on me here. All right, how did we start this, Brandon? I forgot. Was this guitar, wasn't it?
Dancing on the evening tide. For you, all the stars are singing. With you, every day I'm feeling so long. could see the magic slips away. We find it all again on Christmas Day. Believe in what your heart is saying. Hear the melody that's playing. There's no time to waste. There's so much to celebrate. Believe in what you feel inside and give your dreams away.
Of all unlikeliest hero, wrapped in his mother's shawl, just a child. Is this who we've waited for? Is how many kings stepped down from their thrones? How many lords have abandoned their homes? How many greats have become the least for me? The world that is torn all apart, and how many fathers gave up their sons for me? Bringing out gifts for the newborn Savior, all that we have, whether costly or me, because when we believe, gold for his honor and frankincense for his pleasure and mercy, for the cross he'll suffer. Do you believe? Is this who we've waited for? How many kings stepped down from their thrones? How many lords have abandoned their homes? How many greats have become the least for me? To romance a world that is torn all apart, and how many fathers gave up their sons for me? Only one did that for me. Abandon their homes. How many greats have become the least for? How many gods have poured out their hearts to romance a world that's torn all apart? And how many fathers gave up their sons for me? Only one did that.
That's going to be a lot of fun on Sunday. It was fun now, but it's going to be even more fun on Sunday. Neat stuff. Who else has joined us here? I see Brenda Oliver's on here. Judy Truman's on here. Todd makes a comment. Here, Todd, Scott, this is for you. So Todd writes, Scott's hurt back was contagious, and yes, I caught it. Back hurting all week. Todd, you're supposed to be here, so we can pray for you, brother, but we'll pray for you remote, so you got to keep watching. And Melody, I'm sure this is for you. Todd writes beautiful.
Thanks, for me, Todd. Thank you, Todd.
For me, he'd say handsome. Maybe not.
Yeah, but you guys give me the girl parts all the time. I take compliments both ways.
You should go, go on to what child is this? There you go.
What child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping? This is Christ the King, whom shepherds, God, and angels sing. His place to bring him on, the babe, the Son of Mary. To bring him incense, gold, and myrrh, come peasant king to own him. The King of Kings salvation brings, let loving hearts enthrone him. Raise the song on high, the virgin sings her lullaby. Joy, joy, for Christ is born, the babe, the Son of Mary. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds God and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him long, the babe, the Son of Mary.
A cappella.
Male spears shall pierce him through, the cross he bore for me, for you. Hail, hail, the Word made flesh, the babe, the Son of Mary.
Okay, so Todd clarified, beautiful. He was actually talking about your voice, Scott.
Oh, it was the drummer's voice.
The drummer's voice. Nice. All right, now I get it. And there never was a question. You're right. Never a question. Never a question. Perfect. That's the one. I need a silent night. That's what we're going to do. I'm going to roll through next. I see. Oh, Julia Zook has joined us. Hello, Julia.
Yeah.
Hi.
There we go. This has some special little stuff that Katie helps us out with, huh?
Made the same mistake before. Too many malls, too many stores. December traffic, Christmas rush. It breaks me till I push and shove. Children are crying while mothers are trying to photograph Santa and sleigh. Shopping and buying and standing forever in line. What can I say? I need a silent night, a holy night, to hear an angel voice through the chaos and the noise. I need a midnight clear, a little peace right here, to end this crazy day with a silent night. December comes and disappears, faster and faster every year. Did my own mother keep this pace? Or was the world a different place?
where people stayed home, wishing for snow, watching three channels on their TV. Look at us now, rushing around, trying to buy Christmas bees. I need a silent night, a holy night, to hear an angel voice through the chaos and the noise. I need a midnight clear, a little peace right here, to end this crazy day with a silent night. What was it like back there in Bethlehem, with peace on earth, goodwill toward men?
Katie, come here. Katie, come here. Stand right here. The camera wasn't catching you, so I want everybody to see Katie. This is Katie. This is Karen's oldest. Karen's our plays the piano back here for us. Thank you, Katie. You can stay there if you want, but it's all fun. Let's go to our what's going to be our closing. So we're going to do this. We're going to do the Joy to the World, because it's a great, 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 great Christmas song, right? Just a great song.
Joy to the world. And
Oh, do we lose anybody from that? No, it's all good. Everybody loves that. Ron Franklin's joined in. Michael Rose, God bless you guys. Brian Lusikamp's listening in, too. That's neat. Last song we got here for you. Then, as I mentioned earlier, for those who haven't joined us before, we're taking prayer requests. Looks like I better write down one already that I don't want to forget about. It's Todd for his back. I know my mom had sent me a text earlier. Who else sent me a text? Somebody else sent me a text. Anyway, we're going to cover it all. Actually, I want to tell them a little something. Okay, so we're doing all this Christmassy stuff, right? So we always do what we call post-service song. Yeah, exactly. Have anybody figured out what it is yet? Oh, shoot, they already see it on the screen. That's okay. So you'd think, okay, so how does Jesus take the wheel tie into Christmas? Well, actually, look at the first verse on there. She was driving last Friday on her way to Cincinnati. Hey, it's a local song. On a snow-white Christmas Eve. Close enough to qualify for Greg for Christmas stuff.
It says Christmas in it.
It says Christmas, so we're singing it.
It's like Cindy's classification of a church song. As long as it says Lord in it once, it's a church song.
Oh, so therefore we can take any song and make it a church song.
Yes.
Lord. Lord.
Yes. Yes.
On the highway, Lord.
No, we're not doing that one. Dayton.
All right, Brian. Let's try and get this started.
I was trying to think if I knew that.
You do know it, but I hit a friend with that. I knew it. I knew that one. There's
ACDC song, but there we go.
I love taking songs we all grew up with, put Christian lyrics to, but there's certain ones I won't because there's such a strong association with the wrong words so that you just can't break it. So that one, that's all right. I won't do that one.
Driving last Friday on her way to Cincinnati on a snow-white Christmas Eve. Going home to see her mama and daddy with the baby in the backseat. 50 miles to go and she was running low on faith and gasoline. It'd been a long, hard year. She had a lot on her mind and she didn't pay attention. She was going way too fast. And before she knew it, she was spinning on a thin black sheet of glass. She saw both her lives flash before her eyes. She didn't even have time to cry, she was so scared. She threw her hands up in the air. Jesus, take the wheel, take it from my hands, 'cause I can't do this all. When the car came to a stop, she cried when she saw that baby in the backseat sleeping like a rock. And for the first time in a long time, she bowed her head to pray. She said, I'm sorry for the way I've been living my life. I know I've got to change. So from now on tonight, Jesus, take the wheel, take it from my hands, 'cause I can't do this on my own. I'm letting go, just give me one more chance, save me from this road. Yeah.
Melody. We made it. All right, give me a moment to switch microphones. You drove a Hummer today, Stephen? A 97 Hummer. How is it that you came to drive a 97 Hummer today? Part of the job?
Steven's driving Hummers.
Well, the main problem is parking.
Indeed. Yes, indeed. Did you find any scripture for me, Stephen?
Well, I wasn't looking for it. I think it's maybe on pity. Mainly it's in the book. And it goes to like half pity on the top one. Job 19, verse 21.
So I had Stephen looking up scripture on pity. He and I were talking earlier. He said, what's God say about pity? I said, well, Google it. Yeah, the Job, it's Job crying out to God, right? If any, well said. Oh, that's awesome. Good. So you've been reading something more in the book of Job. That's good. There you go. Oops, got the wrong sheet. Yeah, Job. You know, the funny thing with the book of Job, of course, is the fact that a lot of people only focus on the woes of Job. You know, they don't read all the way. They don't read the rest of the book because the end of the book, everything's doubled. Everything's doubled for him. All the family he lost, all the cattle he lost, all everything he lost was doubled. Well, we're going to see if there's any tie-in with this, because tonight was one of the nights I just going to open the Bible and see where it goes. So in the Old Testament, it opened up the Old Testament for me, and we'll open it up into the New to see how it carries through. Samson and Delilah. Not exactly Job, but still Old Testament, right? So this is Judges chapter 16. It talks about Samson and Delilah. Let's see what God has to say about this, you know, because traditionally this time of year, right, we've got the Christmas message, right? And, of course, the pastor is covering a lot of that. Of course, on Christmas Eve, Monday night, Christmas Eve, there's a lot of readings. We do a lot of readings with music. So those of you watching on Facebook, make sure you watch our church page on Christmas Eve at 7 o'clock. That'll be neat. Anyway, Judges 16, Samson and Delilah. So one day Samson went to Gaza where he saw a prostitute, and he went in and spent the night with her. Samson was a pretty righteous guy, wasn't he? Isn't this neat? I mean, God will use who God's going to use, all right? Absolutely. You remind me of Arnold Schwarzenegger? Okay. All right, this will be fun. All right, do you remember a 1984 movie with Tom Selleck called Runaway? It was one of the first movies where Tom Selleck got pretty popular in, all right? And Runaway was about, believe it or not, robots in the houses assisting and doing all that stuff, and these people would modify these robots. In this one scene, this robot gets a gun and is shooting a gun. It's got a hand, you know, that can go out, and it's shooting a gun. And watching it in 1984 vintage with Tom Selleck was quite interesting. But actually, have you watched Andromeda, right? You've watched the Andromeda TV series, okay? Which is by Gene Roddenberry. All right, And here's where I'm going with this, because you talked about the Greek god. Okay, so the guy who plays that, Kevin Sorbo, played Hercules. He was famous for the movie Hercules. And then he got a gig happening on this Andromeda, which is kind of like a Next Generation Star Trek, but a little different. But the humor that they slide in, all this stuff, is always hilarious. So when they first, when these guys first encounter him, they say, well, I don't know his name. He's like this Greek god. Describing, of course, as moving Hercules. Okay, I've gone way off track. Samson and Delilah, chapter 16 in Judges. He's obviously a pretty righteous guy. And the people of Gaza were told, Samson is here. So they surrounded the place and wait and lay for him all night at the city gate. And they made no move during the night, saying, at dawn we will kill him. All right, now Samson had, previous chapters, right, Samson had made some enemies with the Philistines. And you may recall that Samson's strength was in his hair. He had never had his hair cut from birth. He was dedicated as a Nazarene. And so that's where his strength came from. And of course, and Samson knew that his strength was in his hair. But as we go through with this, so Samson lay there only until the middle of the night. Then he got up and took hold of the doors of the city gate together with the two posts and tore them loose, bar and all. And he lifted them to his shoulders and carried them to the top of the hill that faces Hebron. So we're talking about city gates, all right? I'm not talking like this door you see behind me here. We're talking huge, huge, heavy, big posts. So obviously God just gave him just supernatural strength. And of course, what's our worldly mind want to do? We want to think, you know, it's the Hercules guy, right, with the big muscles, Arnold Schwarzenegger and all that stuff. No, the people are amazed because it was some crazy, scrawny dude like me, all right? You know, he's a short guy. He was Jewish. He was Jewish. Very rare to find a very big, anyway. So they were always amazed at his strength. You know, if he had big muscles, they might not be so amazed, right? But they were always amazed at his strength. So anyway, so he takes these things. So sometime later, he falls in love with a woman in the Valley of Sorek whose name was Delilah. And the rulers of the Philistines went to her and said, see if you can lure him into showing him the secret of his great strength. Remember, they wanted to capture him. They wanted to capture him, they wanted to kill him. And how we can overpower him so that we may tie him up and subdue him. And each one of us will give you 1,100 shekels of silver. Think about that. Even if those things aren't worth much in our that's a lot, right? That's quantity-wise, that's just a lot. So Delilah says to Samson, tell me your secret of your great strength and how you can be tied up and subdued. And Samson answered her, if anyone ties me up with seven fresh, you're going to laugh, thongs. It deals with reeds, okay? Plants that have not been dried, I become as weak as any other man. So then the rulers of the Philistines brought her seven fresh thongs that had not been dried, and she tied him with them. And with men hidden in the room, she called to him, Samson, the Philistines are upon you. And he, you know, but he snapped off the things as easily as a piece of string snaps off when it comes close to a flame, so the secret of his strength was not discovered. Then Delilah said to Samson, you have made a fool of me, and you have lied to me. Come now, tell me how you can be tied. So Samson said, if anyone ties me securely with new ropes that have never been used, I will become as weak as any other man. So Delilah took the new ropes and tied them, and the men hid in the room. She cried out, Samson, the Philistines are upon you, and he snapped the ropes off as if they were threads. And Delilah then said to Samson, until now you have been making a fool of me and lying to me. Tell me how you can be tied. Where are we on? This is twice so far, right? You know the story, Melody.
Why is she thinking that this is okay? Like, you made a fool of me. What do you mean? She's saying
you're making a fool of me because you don't trust me, all right? You don't trust me with your secrets. I love you, Samson. You trust me with your secrets. Let's just say it to you this way, Melody. Throughout time, the female physique has been a downfall to men. Okay, so Samson was very weak in this. How's that? Was that politically correct enough? Okay, he liked the way I said that one, right? Okay, so. And then he replied, if you weave seven braids of my head into the fabric on the loom and tighten it with a pin, I will become as weak as any other man. So this is interesting. He's starting to give her some clues, you know, on the hair. So they actually weave this into the loom. And so I could have hurt. You're right, Linda. So while he was sleeping, Delilah took the seven braids of his head and they were woven to the fabric and tightened with a pin. And again, she called to him, Samson, the Philistines are upon you. And he awoke from sleep. Pulled up the pin in the loom with the fabric, and she said to him, how can you say I love you when you won't confide in me? All right, that's what you were saying before, right? So she's annoyed. You're not confiding, even though she wanted it for his demise. You know? Yep. I know, Melody. Hey, this is the... You can't put logic to this all the time, Melody. So this is the third time you have made a fool of me and haven't told me the secret of your great strength. With such nagging, she prodded him day after day until he was tired to death. Same in today's world. You know, people will just nag and nag and nag. Oh, no. Well, hold on. Let me finish the story. So he told her everything. And then he said, no razor has ever been used on my head. Remember, his hair had never been cut. That was a promise, a vow to God. He said, because I've been a Nazarite set apart for God since birth. If my head were shaved, my strength would leave me, and I would become as weak as any other man. And when Delilah saw that he had told her everything, she figured out, okay, this is really it. So she sent word to the ruler saying, come back once more. He has told me everything. So the rulers of the Philistines returned with the silver in their hands. Having put him to sleep on her lap, they called a man to shave off the 7 braids of his hair, so began to subdue him, and his strength left him. And then she called, Samson, the Philistines are upon you. And he awoke from his sleep and thought, I'll go out as before and shake myself free. I got to stop you right there on that. Hi, Frank. He said, I'm blessed. They might be in the, might be back in the other room, but you're welcome to hang out with us. How you're listening. Thank you. Thank you. We have fun. So we had, so check that out. So he woke from his sleep. He said, I will go before and shake myself free. All right. So what does that tell us? It didn't tell us that earlier. So Samson obviously had a ritual, right? When he would get up, he would probably, you know, he would do something. He physically would do something and then he would know, I'm feeling it, right? So he says he did this. He get up and he shook himself, but he did not know that the Lord had left him. So isn't this interesting? So the strength is not something that Samson would necessarily feel. He just knew that when he did certain things, moved certain ways, and acted certain ways, he would do that. So then the Philistines seized him, gouged out his eyes, and took him to Gaza. Binding him with bronze shackles, they set him to grinding in the prison, but the hair on his head began to grow again after it had been shaved. All right, so they captured him, they gouged his eyes. Can you imagine that, getting your eyes gouged out? It's just not working. I'm going to paraphrase through the latter part of this chapter. So what happens then is, this talks about the death of Samson. So now the rulers of the Philistines, they're getting together. They're going to be worshiping their god that they worshipped, called Dagon. And they said, hey, bring out Samson. We want to make fun of him, right? So Samson is brought out, and there are these large columns that Samson has. He has a boy lead him to it. And he says, put my hands on these columns, all right? So remember, his hair's been growing back through prison and all that stuff, through his prison time. And Samson says, you know, calls out to God, and he says, Lord, let me just take a bunch of Philistines with me. And he took and pushed those huge, we're talking columns, all right? We're talking huge, supernatural strength. He pushed the columns, the roof falls down, 3,000 Philistines are killed, along with Samson, all right? So that's how Samson went out. Isn't that wild? Now, how does that tie in on where God's going to pull me on the New Testament? Acts 23. I have no clue how this is going to tie together. Let's see what happens. So in Acts 23, we're dealing with Paul. So Paul looked straight at the Sanhedrin and said, my brothers, I fulfilled my duty to God. Okay, there it is. There it is. Brothers, I fulfilled my duty to God in all good conscience to this day. I love how God does this. At this, the high priest Ananias ordered those standing near Paul to strike him on the mouth. Then Paul said to him, God will strike you, you whitewash wall. You sit there and judge me according to the law, yet you yourself violate the law by commanding that I be struck. Those who were standing near Paul said, you dare to insult God's high priest? And Paul replied, brothers, I did not realize he was a high priest. For it is written, do not speak evil about the ruler of your people. I'm going to give you that again, all right? Acts 22, verse 5. It is written, do not speak evil about the ruler of your people. Put that in modern times. There's a lot of evil spoken about a lot of our rulers, aren't there? All right? AKA politics is how it flies through. But the Word of God says, don't do it. You can disagree with them, you can dislike it, but you're not supposed to be verbal about it. But that's what voting's for. Private voting, you're not verbal then, you're just checking a box, right? So then Paul, knowing that some of these were Sadducees and other Pharisees, called out to the Sanhedrin. He said, "Brothers, I am a Pharisee, the son of a Pharisee. I stand on trial because of my hope in the resurrection of the dead." All right, now I need to quantify this. So the difference between the Pharisees and the Sanhedrin were the fact that one, the group he just appealed to, believes in the raising of the dead, and the others don't. All right? So now he's causing strife. He's causing division. All right? He's causing the people to fight amongst themselves, the judges. All right? He's causing them to judge amongst themselves. "Stand on trial because of my hope in the resurrection of the dead." And when he said this, a dispute broke out between the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and the assembly was divided. The Sadducees say there is no record of resurrection, and that there are neither angels nor spirits, but the Pharisees acknowledge them all. So there was a great uproar, and some of the teachers of the law who were Pharisees stood up and argued vigorously. So we find nothing wrong with this man. What if a spirit or angel has spoken to him? And the dispute became so violent that the commander was afraid Paul would be torn to pieces by them, and he ordered the troops to go down and take Paul away from them and force them to go back into the barracks. The following night, the Lord stood near Paul and said, "Take courage. As you have testified about me in Jerusalem, so you must also testify in Rome." Did you guys catch the connection through all that stuff? Right. So Samson was obedient to the end. Paul, you know, I fulfilled my duty. So Samson filled his duty. Paul was fulfilling his duty. And every one of us is called to fulfill our duty. Our duty. Samson. Christine, God bless you. Samson on Sights and Sounds Theater is good. Yeah, that's, I don't know if you, have you guys seen that Sights and Sounds Theater? It's actually, I think I've only seen that once. It might have been something, a clip I saw on YouTube, but essentially it's the story of Samson. It's a movie, all right? Movie or short, what do they call them? Not skits. What do you call them, the short little dramas? Anyway, it all works. Prayer requests. Any of you have anything on Facebook, bring them on. I'll be watching you through here. Looks like we've had some others join us, too. I see Matt and Sherry, Christine, Nicole, Tom Goosey. Remember Tom? Tom Goosey. We played at their pools at the pool party a couple years back. Yeah, Tom's watching, and Betsy's on here too. God bless Betsy. Yeah, I see Betsy every day. Well, not every day. She doesn't work every day, but most days when she's there working. I said it's Thursday night. She said I'll try and watch. God bless her. She's watching. This is good. But anyway, for those on Facebook, yeah, give us some prayer requests, and we're going to lift them up here. But locally, let's roll through. How are you, Tom? How are all those that you guard?
I've got one in hospice fading away.
One in hospice. How old? Is that still the... Whatever happened with the 26-year-old in that? Oh, she's kind of been totally pulled out of the system by her... Or you were just deassigned. What was that? Her mother, that's right. That's right. But you have one in hospice. Never much fun, obviously. So prayers of peace for the family and for you, brother. Wow. It's a shame to be so addicted. So this guy in hospice, he would smoke, but then he had to get a breathing treatment. Would you say 8 times a day he would just keep this pattern going on? Wow. Amazing. Amazing. That just shows you the power of that addiction. Yeah, wow. Wow. Well, peace to his family. Hope he knows Jesus. If he's around you, he probably does, because you just share the light. Amen. Amen. Appreciate that. How's everything else? Sergeant Paul Schultz. That took his own life, right? Is that the one? Okay. Yeah, he was Cincinnati. Yeah. Yeah, Sergeant Paul Schultz. Okay. Thanks for lifting that up. Anything else? For now? We'll chime in later, like we always do. Debbie. Prayer for a friend or work situation, okay.
I'm
So false accusations. Okay. An emotional wreck, probably, being falsely accused. Okay, then we just lift her for peace, of course, and justice. Peace and God's justice through all that, absolutely. Oh, you were here for some of the Operation Magi families that came in? Nice. You got to meet them? The lady that came here? Oh, nice. Nice. So she was overwhelmed with just all the stuff, yeah, because there was not much to look at. Now there's still two families left. Two families left, yeah. Yeah, as a matter of fact, here, let's see if I can't. For those on Facebook, let's see if I can't spin this around where they can actually see the one in the back here. See if I've got enough spin angle to put on this so they can see what's in the back. Well, maybe I don't. Oh, man, you're kidding. Well, we'll go the other way then, by golly. We'll spin it around the other direction. Might be able to catch the one in the back corner and see. But that's awesome. That's awesome because, I was actually here when one of the other families, lady came to pick things up. And while appreciative, it wasn't quite as emotional as what you described. That's neat. That's neat stuff. So as for those of you who are watching on Facebook, as this is spinning around here, the empty tables have already been taken care of, but if you look right there in the back, let me zoom in on it for him so I can see that. So see, I wonder if there's any presents. Some of them even have presents underneath too. But for all those that are stacked up there on the top, you know, pretty amazing, neat stuff. Neat stuff. But yeah, the generosity of this church is awesome. I mean, average attendance of this church flirts around 65 or 70, though, and we take care of, was it 13 families or 12?
11.
11 families. And the other table was for Salvation Army, I think, wasn't it? Yeah. Yeah. It's great. It's great. That's awesome. Yeah. Your sister Sandy.
Yes.
Doing much better. Right, she's just getting one victory at a time. Sandy's just getting better. That's great. That is really good. Really, really good. Who else has joined us here? I see John has joined us. Jody's watching. Benita actually has a prayer request. And Benita's requesting breast cancer testing for a man. It's different. You don't hear that very often. For a man named Rob. Thank you, Benita, for quantifying that, because Rob could be Roberta, or you never know. So, okay. So we're certainly going to be lifting that up. Barry McDaniel's on here. Stephen Cundiff's watching. Remember Doc? Yeah. Yeah. God bless him. I wonder if he was watching earlier when we were cranking on. He can do the playback. if he missed the music, it'll be a lot of fun. Still remember Doc being here. That was neat. He actually sang. Remember your melody? You sang with Doc? It's good. Yeah, you do remember. Now you remember. Now you remember. Okay, yeah. Because you remember that was totally cold. He said, "Here, I want you to sing this. You never heard the song before, and you nailed it." Do you remember? Yeah, that was neat. That was a lot of fun. And Michelle Gray just joined us too. Hello, Michelle. Okay, Linda. Oh, I'm sorry. Did anybody have anything else? Okay, Linda. Prayer requests. Linda, prayer. Oh, pray is good. Yeah, gathering.
At Grosbeck.
Right.
What to do about it?
A gathering at Grosbeck.
You don't have to go 2 miles away,
2 hours,
2 hours away to do it.
Ah.
The gathering is for.
What is the gathering for? Yeah, at Grosbeck UMC. It's Grosbeck UMC? Is that where it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
For us to
Or for when on your mission trip?
Mission trip.
Oh, great.
And then...
And you... Yeah?
The lady who
God bless Linda.
Who's going... will get... On the mission trip to live there.
Yeah, right.
She's going to come in the United States. And die while at Wilson.
Oh, okay. So the lady was on your last mission trip is going to be in town here.
Yeah.
Awesome.
The one that escaped from Nicaragua.
Oh, okay. She has a story to tell. She escaped from Nicaragua.
Yeah.
The torment there. Okay. Not, good for her. Good. That'll be a good gathering. On Saturday, January 12th, we're going to have an Emmaus gathering here.
Okay.
So that'll be fun. Mm-hmm. That'll be a lot of fun. We always enjoy doing that. And there is an upcoming girls' flight on the... help me out. Martin Luther King weekend. And then in February on the President's Day weekend is a boys' flight. And those are always held at Lebanon United Methodist Church is where those are held. So that's coming up. So Linda had that awesome praise. That's neat. Do you have anything else, Linda?
I have more, but not today.
Okay. That works. God knows. Brother Stephen, how can we pray for you today, my friend? What do we need to be lifting up? A little hand prayer, we'll certainly lift that up. Okay. We'd be lifting them up. Wow. Okay, yeah. Lifting up some coworkers' families. Yeah, okay. There's peace for those guys, for those families. It's by the grace of God, Stephen. Okay. Workplace drama. So we're lifting up just peace for the workplace in here. How's that sound? You had similar workplace drama. That see, we got workplace drama as a common thing. This going common theme. So, well, good. What's that? Yeah. Fall from grace. Yeah. That's it. Well, there you go. That's right. There's all kinds of different ways and different people that fall from grace, but God's grace comes alive. Well, yeah, you're right. Fame and success can go to your head. And yeah, to your point, Samson's head went to other people's heads, that's for sure. Literally, yeah. Got in the hair of the head. Where's my ba-dump? So anyway, Melody. Thank you, Brandon.
Your joy is?
you made it through another semester at UD. Yay. So you're done with that one. And successfully, I believe. You had some good grades and the like, so that's good. And your concern? The Negley. I can't remember what she told me. The Negley family. Oh, that's right. I do remember hearing that. In his 20s. Okay. What was his name? Andrew. Blessed memories and peace for that family. Good. Anything else? Brandon, your row?
I
Yeah. You passed the class on that professor. That's right. I can remember. That's right. We answered prayer then. Answered prayer because we can remember we were praying for. So, you passed the class of the professor that wasn't quite. You're quite seeing eye to eye. I guess is how to say that, right? pursuit. the wonders of school. These guys. Welcome to Maggie. Welcome to Gary. Good. Abby, things well for you? How, your family okay? Everybody doing well? School good? Or lack of school, you're done now, right, for a while? Good, good. That's awesome. That is awesome. Back row, Bruce.
Well, I have a couple of joys.
Bruce having joys, we like that. Oh, okay, all right, okay, hold on. So for the people that don't have the camera watching back here, I'm speaking with Bruce. And to Bruce's right is his son, Scott, and to his left is his wife Donna, and you said you have two. He says he has. He says I thought he had two. He said two. It was a couple. He says a couple joy, and then Scott chimes in. Oh, thanks. Okay. It's like, oh, okay. All right. This is one of those you have to be here to really enjoy this. But anyway, so what joys do we have going on, Bruce? Getting out of the hospital is always a good joy. Yes. Amen. So support of the family through all that too is your second joy. That's awesome. And your third joy, of course, is your healing. We're speaking that fully. Indeed, playing the guitar. Nice. Nice. It's got gravity still, you're still battling gravity, right? These are good things. These are good things. And I see Donna back there. She's smiling. Life's good for you, Donna. Good. Did I miss anything? I mentioned the Emmaus stuff, of course. Todd Truman, for his say, he's dealing with some back pains, which he says Scott gave to him. my mom, she'd been dealing with some kidney blood pressure type stuff, which we had prayed for last week and was doing really well. She's going to the doctor actually for a test tomorrow to see where she's at with all that. Karen Offinger has had a back operation. She'd been dealing with pain for years, she's got some type of an implant, I think, that actually, because you talked about this battery pack and this other thing. I'm thinking it actually is something that's actually shooting stuff into the nerves, I think. Anyway, she says it. Says it helps, and that's good. That's good. So God, God brings healing in different ways. And I'm sorry.
Bonnie Knapp.
Bonnie Knapp. Oh, okay. Thank you. I forgot what was tormenting Bonnie. Groin, you said. Okay. So we'll be lifting up Bonnie and Karen Riley also, and Jan Stewart, Montgomery, Robin.
Robin.
She's Nancy's like the Energizer Bunny. Nancy Beckman we're talking about. Absolutely. All right. Well, let's gather up into a circle then. Let's see what we can do here. Oops, wrong way. Will the circle be unbroken? Oh, John Elson joined in. Hello, John. Just in time. We're gonna get in our circle here. And we have got a good sized circle today. Good sized circle. All right. Here, Mel, you can put this up. Come right on in here. Come on. This is good. This is good because our God is awesome. Got a good group tonight. Good big group tonight. It's always a good group, but you have a larger group tonight. It's a circle. It actually is a circle. That's right. We had a triangle one night. Is that, well, I have a shape. Is it round? Is a shape, isn't it? Oh, well, glory to God. Well, Lord, I thank you for this time of fellowship. I thank you, Lord, for bringing your Savior into this world. This is that time of year, of course, we celebrate and remember the joy and the peace. Lord, we thank you that it's by your grace and mercy that we receive your forgiveness and your peace and your amazing grace. Just all because you chose to send your Son to die to just set straight all the junk that we messed up all through the years, through the centuries. Through the millennia, and we're all messed up. But we're made whole by the grace of God. So, Lord, we have many to lift here, and we know you know all those even that we may forget or not understand with it. But, Lord, it's by your grace and mercy we just speak the power of God to touch and heal. So, Lord, I thank you as Todd's back, as he's listening now, Lord, even if he's not, I thank you. Anyone listening and not, Lord, that they get this. So back be made whole, all pain must go in the name of Jesus. So for Todd's back, for Karen's back, for all the backs, come on back. You know, bring back the good. Bring back the good. Bring back the peace. Bring back the joy. Thank you, Lord. You've been touching my mom, for her healing with this kidney stuff and the like. That's all crushed and brought to fully normal. So perfect balance. We just speak a perfect balance for her in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for your touch upon Bonnie Knapp. As that cancer is crushed and it flees, it all runs away. Things that have been tormenting Jan Stewart and Karen and Robin Montgomery and others here, I may not be remembering at this moment or saying, speaking. You, Lord, you know it, Lord. This is your house. This is the house of God. And the house of God and the Spirit reigns and the power and glory rules. We thank you, Lord, for your amazing grace. Lord, I thank you for those that Tom ministers to. And I'm just speaking peace to the family and those especially in hospice now. This time of year is just a difficult thing for a lot of people, especially with the enemy really likes to work people with depression and the like. I'm lifting up a man named Sean, who's actually told me this morning, he said, I'm taking a break from Facebook. But the enemy's been finding ways to torment him, and it's just not right. But this is that time of year where darkness really ramps up and tries to take away the joy. But Jesus is our joy. So, Lord, I thank you we keep our focus on Jesus and that joy on Jesus. Lord, we're lifting up workplace situations. Debbie's friend that is dealing with false accusations. Stephen, with all the stuff you've been enduring and the friends and that. I mean, sadly, sometimes these things that are happening in our personal lives, they kind of spill over into our work. Because the amount of time we spend at work is a lot of times as much or more than when we're home. We live at work and commute to home. Is that what you said?
That's
yeah.
What Japanese salary men are usually.
Yeah.
Look them up. They work themselves to death, and then they
do. They do. But Lord, just help us make you our priority, our family our priority, God, family, others. There's that priority that we're wired for and to do. So we just speak peace into all the situations. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for Nancy Beckman. I thank you that for her, she's just an energizer bunny. And it's amazing. And there's many people that work with her, but she's leading the charge. She's the champion of this Operation Magi and many other things in this church. And there's a lot of people in this church that are doing great and wondrous thing, especially people in this circle. But thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for Nancy. Just let her get the peace that she probably needs now after all the crazy running and zooming and back and forth. I thank you for your hedge of protection for her. Keep her healthy. Keep her healthy. Keep her at peace, Lord. And all those around her. All those around her in health and healing. So, Lord, we thank you. Lord, thank you that Benita is lifting up Rob for this breast cancer that he's enduring. This cancer in general is just a wicked torment from the enemy. It's just garbage. It doesn't belong. It's got to go. It's got to go. So we stand upon the authority and the power and the glorious name of Yeshua Christ Jesus, coming against cancer and all things contrary to the word and will of God, and just rejoicing in the joy and the peace of the Lord. Joy and peace. Thank you, Lord, for the praises for Linda. Linda shared with us. You get to go to that gathering and see your friend from your mission trip.
Yep.
And she's going to have a great testimony, and it'll be a good thing. It'll be a great thing. Yep. So, Lord, thank you for that. Thank you for all the different people. And I hope that when she's there, that her words just touch some people. Let them realize how blessed they really are to be in the United States of America. You know, as bad as a lot of us complain about a lot of things, we still have a lot better. Lots better than a lot of these countries, especially the third world countries. But Lord, we're thanking you. Is it for Stephen? We're going to pray for your hand again, my friend. We're going to pray for him. Thank you for the healing that you've given him so far, Lord. We're going to see the rest of that roll and just go. And Lord, I thank you for the joys for Melody, for her singing here tonight with us, and for doing well through school. She's a huge blessing to me and to so many. So I thank you, Lord, for just more peace, more love, more joy. And we're lifting up the Andrew Negley family, Lord, just for your peace upon them. And it's in peace then for that family of Sergeant Paul Schultz. You know, when the enemy just weighs on us so heavy and just tricks us to a point where we can just take our own life, that's a rough way to go. That's a rough way to go. So, Lord, I just thank you that your grace and peace upon the family. Because the enemy is just, with suicides, as you know, the enemy just tries to take, and the people that are still left, it tries to lay guilt on them that doesn't belong. So, Lord, I thank you just for your peace, which surpasses all understanding. I'm thanking you, Daddy, also for another college thing for Brandon. Freedom! Freedom! Endurance! Endurance! He survived. He survived. I thank you. Thank you that those are good things. And all of Bruce's joys for the people that on his right and to his left. Shoot, all of us, I know you love us all. but we speak perfect health into you, my brother. Just perfect balance, perfect peace, perfect health. No weapon, Isaiah 54:17 says it best. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. And no tongue shall condemn, for thus is the heritage of the Lord, the servants of the Lord, and the righteousness is of me, says God. See, we're made righteous by our faith in Christ Jesus. So that applies to you, my friend. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. We stand here declaring that and rejoicing in complete and lasting healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Okay. Did I miss anything? I think I got everything. And of course, for the upcoming flights, for the boys' flight, for the girls' flights, for the Emmaus community, and the cliche for peace on earth. You hear it at all the beauty pageants and everything else, but it is for peace on earth, Lord, and that peace and goodwill to men. God bless you. Let's say the Lord's Prayer. We do debtors. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. How awesome is that? How awesome is that? Stick around. We're going to pray for your hand in that. But everybody, do me a favor here. Do me a favor here, guys. Just kind of gather up a little more in here. Cluster in. No circle stuff. Come here. If you can't see yourself on here, for those watching on Facebook, these are your prayer warriors. People hanging out. Here, they're going to be shy, so I'm going to spin it around. All right, there we go. There's them. See, they're all hanging out over here. Okay, these are all of them. And Linda's hanging out. Linda knows how to stay in front of the camera. She's really good at that. So it's good. But God bless you guys. We're glad you could join us. Hope you enjoyed the music. Remember, your healing belongs to you because of what Jesus has done. What did the people say?
What did people say?
They said, amen. All right. Have an awesome and amazing Christmas. We'll actually see you next Thursday. Hand. What's messing with this hand?
Well, actually, it's the whole arm is still kind of reverberated.
What's that all about?
That's just the seborrhea. It just comes at the just comes in and goes at the winter. That's all. I get dry spots all over the place.
All right. Well, we'll come against that too then.
Yeah. All right.
Come against that in the name of Jesus. All right. So, Lord, I thank you. Lord, we thank you in the name of Jesus that your forgiveness is real, that your healing is real, that you're an awesome and amazing God. So, Daddy, I thank you now as Stephen's arm, wrist, hand, muscle, tendon, ligament, everything all the way through here, Lord, is fully made whole. This other garbage that's popping up on his, what'd you call it again?
Seborrhea.
Seborrhea, is that what you said?
Yes.
We come against that seborrhea in the name of Jesus. We curse it, we crush it, we command it leave you, my friend, never to torment you anymore. Just perfectly perfect, entire body, mind, and spirit all the way through. So I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. This hand is made totally perfect. What's a good test for your hand, my friend? Just squeezing or what?
Yeah.
Okay, check it out. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, it's good.
It's good. we get the honor to pray for him all the time. God bless, man. God bless you, brother.
Well, I always need seconds or something to kind of get it. It's all good.